Blog Talk Radio.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
What'd you say?
I just heard the music. I didn't hear you speaking.
Okay. What'd you say now?
I heard the music, but I didn't hear you speaking.
Thank you. when you begin to ask God to breathe on you, when you begin to ask the Holy Spirit to breathe on you, to restore you once again, ask Him to breathe on you. You know, sometimes you just need God to breathe on you once again, to breathe the breath of life into you. Maybe because you're pouring out and you're not getting poured into. So you ask God to breathe on you once again, to breathe on you. Father, I thank you right now for this hour of power. And God, I ask you in the name of Jesus that you would breathe on us afresh, Father. Will cause us, Lord God, not only to do your will, Lord God, but to know your will, Father, to know your heart, God, to know what you would have us to do, Lord God. Father, I ask you in Jesus' name to saturate this program with your anointing, Father. Saturate our lives, God, with your mission and your message. And I ask you to keep us safe, to keep us covered. Clear the land, God. Clean our hearts, God. Cause us, Lord God, to only be used by you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. Glory to God. For God is awesome, and he neither sleeps nor fails. He neither slumbers. Can you imagine that God doesn't need to sleep? Can you imagine that he's never weary in well-doing? Can you just imagine that he is always on time? Can you just imagine that God knows all things? Just imagine that he changes not. He's an awesome God, I'm telling you. He loved us from the beginning, and he's going to love us until the end. Amen, amen. I'm going to encourage everyone to get your Bibles, to get out the Word of God, to begin to know that it is our basic instructions before leaving earth. So you say you want instructions from God. You say you want direction. I want to encourage you to study the Word of God, rightfully divide the Word of God so you'll know His way, you'll know His mindset, and you will know what God would have you to do. What would Jesus do? Amen. Amen. And as you have your Bibles out, I want to encourage you to turn to Ephesians. Ephesians, the third chapter. Hallelujah. The third chapter, and we're going to go with verse 20. Amen. When we ask the Holy Spirit to breathe upon us, when we ask the Spirit of God to breathe upon us, there's some power that's going to work in us. He not only breathed on us for us to be dormant. He not only breathed on us that we would not move in His power, but when the breath of God began to breathe on us, something's going to happen. Something's going to change. Why? Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, because the Holy Spirit is inside of you. Amen. We're talking about the power of the living God. Amen. The Word of God in Ephesians 3 and 20, the Word says, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, listen to this, abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now, you know, we can ask for some things And even higher than that, we can think of some things. But the Bible says, according to the power that works in us. Do you believe that God's power will work in you, work through you, and work in you? Amen. See, when Jesus gave up his spirit and he went to the grave to fight the power of death and deliver you and I, mankind, from the grips of Satan, he was endowed by God with the power of resurrection. Listen, and the power to subdue. And the same, believe it or not, it works inside of all of us. I was at my son's house on last week, and he has a gym in his house. And in that gym, you can watch the little videos. You can go on the treadmill or whatever power tools that you use. You're enhancing your physical power. But what I'm talking about is spiritual power. So my son said, Mom, don't run because it's going to work on your muscle. He said, but it's going to work on the fat. So depending on what you need worked on, whether you're going to walk or run, and being physically fit give you what? Physical power. You know, such as eating the right foods, making the right choices at your time that you eat. Physical power that becomes power for your body to operate properly, to function properly, to store energy in your body so that you don't feel tired all the time, so that you don't feel lazy, amen, so that you can have the power to endure physically. But we're talking about spiritual power. So when Jesus went to the grave, he went there with a plan, with a purpose to fight the power of death. Amen. And to deliver us. Why? Because he knew that Satan had a hold on us. Amen. And before he went, instead of being on that treadmill, God endowed Jesus with some power. And the power was to be what? Resurrected and to subdue. And he transformed that power and gave it to us. And he said that we would even have do more than Jesus did. Now just imagine resurrection, the power to defeat death. And Jesus said we're going to have even more power than that. The Apostle Paul made us realize the three great resurrections, and I'm going to talk about it in Ephesians. And you can read Ephesians 1, chapter 1, amen, and then verse, if you turn your Bibles, hallelujah, and if you stay with me and you make your flesh obey you and get the revelation, Ephesians 1. Chapter 1, and we're going to read verse 17, hallelujah. And I'm going to read to 23, hallelujah. And I'm reading the NIV version. And the Bible says, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. You didn't know your heart had eyes. That the eyes of your heart be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparable great power for us who believed. The power is the same as the mighty strength. Listen, he exhorted when he raised Christ from the dead. Not only did he raise him, and he seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rules and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things, listen what he did. He was proactive. He placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who filled everything in every way. Wow. See, we have been given the power to bring back to life any dead situation in our lives. Apostle Paul just talked about it. We have been given power to subdue any power or any spirit that may want to affect God's plan for our life. Let me make it plain. This great power established our reign, just like Christ. See, we have been given the headship. You're talking about being somebody. We've been given headship over all principalities. We don't lose, we rule. We don't die, we multiply. The revelation of the Holy Spirit is the power that works in you. See, we don't lose with what God used. We are all miracle workers, capable of amazing things according to your faith, be it unto you. So we spend all day talking about the problem. Hallelujah. If we put more emphasis on the problem and less emphasis on the solution, the problem will exalt itself. The sickness will multiply. The issue will increase. But we speak those things that we expect. We are capable of amazing things, but we have not fully tapped in to the full potential of that power. See, God has deposited inside of us his very spirit. I'm not talking about a Gatorade. You know, I'm not talking about vitamins, you know, B12, or I'm not talking about something to stimulate you. I'm not talking about something to regulate your vital signs or blood pressure or your dialysis. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about something to give you physical strength. I'm talking about power deposit inside of you from God. See, Jesus said in John 14 and 12, hallelujah. What did he say? Do you know the scripture? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth in me, the work that I shall do, he do also. And this part is talking about you and I. And greater works than these shall He do. Why? Because I go unto my Father. If we have been assured that we would do greater than Jesus did, why are we bearing, why are we exalting so many issues, so many problems? Why are we afraid of what might happen to us? Why are we barely surviving in today's world when he said, I give you dominion? He said, here, take it. I want you to rule. I want you to regulate. I want to give you my spirit. See, man is a spirit. God is a spirit. And we worship him in spirit. We worship him in spirit. We worship him in spirit and in truth. We worship him in spirit. God is a spirit. So in spirit, there's neither male nor female. It's not a female spirit. It's not a male spirit. It's neither male nor female. So if we're worshiping God in spirit, God can use whoever he want to use. Man is one syllable. Woman is two syllables that comes from man, and man comes from God, so he's the beginning of this thing. And God is a spirit. So we worship him in spirit. And he put that spirit of himself into mankind. Hallelujah. So now it's all spiritual. But if we're dealing in the natural, we're talking about physical beings. We're talking about physical strength. We're talking about capabilities. So we might have more power. Man might be stronger in the natural than woman. But in the spirit realm, it's neither male nor female. And I'm glad you asked. Because it's according to the power of God that works within your spirit. We're miracle workers. In Ephesians 1, and I believe I read to 23, but I'm going to read verses 19 and 20 again. And this time I'm going to read the... Let's read the King James Version. Thank you, Jesus. I like to read the different interpretations. Sometimes you get a better understanding. But verse 19 says, and what is the exceedingly greatness of his power to us ward who believe? Listen to this. According to the workings of his mighty power. Is his power working within you? Is it working? Or is it dormant? Because we are afraid of failure. Dormant? Because we're afraid of what people might say. Is it dormant because we're depending on our physical strength? Is it dormant because we don't truly believe? We say we believe, but we won't step out in faith? And then verse 20 says, when he wrought in Jesus, in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, he raised him from the dead, and he set him at his own right hand in the heavenlies, in heavenly places. He knew exactly what he was doing. Put no shame in his game. two key words that stands out here to me. Power and work. You got to work the power. See, the Greek word for power is dunamis, which is translated to strength and might. So if you're going to compare yourself in the natural to a man, he's going to have more strength. Okay, some of my sisters may not agree with it, but I'm going to go with the Holy Spirit. The majority of them are stronger, physically stronger. They may not be mentally stronger in some aspects, but I'm going to go with physically stronger. And I'm going to say power, the might, physically. Because if I want something moved, if I want something something physically strong that requires the strength, I'm going to call my husband. Honey, can you do this? Why? Because I understand that it's easier for him to do. It takes less effort for him to do it. So if I need a moving force physically, if my husband's not there, I'm going to call my brother. If he's not there, I'm going to look for what? A man. Why? Because it's easier for him to do it. A moving force. Amen. But if I need something physical, spiritually done, I don't have to call my husband. I can because he can help me. But spiritually, I can call my father. I can call and connect spiritually with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because he has endowed me with the power of resurrection, the power to subdue. Because the Bible says that same power works inside of all of us. We're talking about the power of the living God working inside of us. So if you need some things done, if it's some things that's bothering you and you're going on and on and on about the same problem, takes as you causing the power of God that's in you to do some work, some spiritual work. You know, we can talk about the problem. We can talk about what we need done. We can talk about the situation, but we have to work the power that's in us. We have to put it to work. We have to put a demand on it. We have to understand it is according to the power that works within you. I don't need to call and say, come on, help me work this spiritual power in me. I don't need to get on the prayer line to cause the power of God to work in me. When I get on a prayer line, it's so that I can share the power of God that's working in me. Amen. When I call intercessors to get on a task force with me, is so that we can put our power together and we can cause things to happen and we can watch God work. So we're sowing a seed of faith with our prayer language and we're working the power within us. Amen. So we're talking about understanding the power of God that's actually living inside of you that we have to dust off. So I want you to line up some things that you want done, some things that's irritating you, some things that's getting in your way. So I want you to operate in your kingdomship, in your headship, okay? Because he's given us power over all principalities. You got some principalities that's bothering you. You got some situations that's getting in your way. I want you to write them down. The Bible says, write the vision down, make it plain, those so that those that read it can run with it. It's not only talking about visions, that missions that you want to achieve, but it can be some visions that's stopping you from moving forward. So what do you see that's bothering you? Okay, so maybe it's some lamps that you say, you know what, I don't even need this lamp, and it's irritating me. I wish somebody would take it. And you can sit there and wish all you want. You can pick that lamp, and you can literally take that lamp, and you can put it in a box, and you can go give it to someone. It's done. Or you can look at that lamp and say, you know what, lamp, I just don't want you no more. I need you to go. No, you got to work your power. You got to do something to make it happen. So what are you desiring to be done? Jesus have given us victory when he did not stay dead, when he took the keys of the kingdom. He literally went to hell. Why are we living in hell? He literally went to hell with the power of the living God, and he took the keys over life and death. He took it from the enemy. And it took him 3 days. Literally, the power of God was given to you and I. Do you feel like you got power? Or do you feel like you're just existing? You know, sometimes you get a certain age and you say, you know what, I'm just not able to do. You may not be physically able, but you're spiritually well able to take a land. You're spiritually well able. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to take a short music break. And I want you to get your list out. Don't just be on the line. I want you to literally get you a piece of paper, because we're trying to get some breakthroughs. Amen. And everything that's nudging at you that you need a breakthrough from, I want you to write it down. I don't care if it's one thing. I don't care if it's two things. But this is a prophetic act. If you're willing and obedient, you're going to eat the good of the land. And while I play this, I want you to write it down. God is all-knowing. He knows if you're doing it. But write it down, and we're going to believe in faith that it's going to be done. I don't care if it's a drug habit. I don't care if it's a forgiveness situation. Whatever it is, I want you to write it down. God's going to clear the land.
We acknowledge you, Father God. We acknowledge you as our Lord and our Savior. We acknowledge you as the King of the Kingdom. You are the Lord Sabaoth who fight our wars and win. We acknowledge you, Father God. We applaud you for everything you've done, God, and everything that you're going to do, God. We just worship you, God. We just always want to take our time to give you glory and give you reverence. You are the King of glory. Hallelujah. You are Jehovah Nisi. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. We worship you in the name of Jesus. We lift your name on high in the name of Jesus. We die that you might increase tonight, God. We die in the name of Jesus, God. We just clear the land in the name of Jesus, God. But we don't want anything to block our prayers, God. So therefore, we come repenting for all of our sins, God. We pray that you would blood wash us and make us whole, God. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would circumcise us tonight, God. That you would circumcise our hearts in the name of Jesus, God. That you would circumcise our ear gates, God. We just take dominion and authority over all dullness of heart, all dullness of hearing, God. We pray, God, that you would judge the hardness of heart in the name of Jesus, God. Make our hearts soft and pliable in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, rekaya shea, brokoya la riataya saya reke, rababaya shea la riataya saya. Create in us a clean heart, Lord Jesus, and renew the right spirit in us in the name of Jesus. We come against everything that comes against our mind, everything that comes against the knowledge of Christ. We pull it down right now in the name of Jesus. We break up all fallow ground in the name of Jesus, God. We act as a battering ram, and we break up all fallow ground in the name of Jesus. We clear the land, God, and we prepare the way for the King. We prepare the way for your glory. We prepare for you, Lord Jesus. We prepare.
Prepare for his splendor. Prepare for his majesty. Prepare for the power of God to be used, to work through you. Prepare for it. Plan for it. You have dunamis power. See, first came a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind, and that sound filled the house. You're the house. That sound of the mighty wind was carrying power. That's you, God's talking about. When the power of God rested upon you, your life has never been the same. God said, why are you dormant? Why are you crying? Why are you complaining? Why, says the Lord. God is pushing you into purpose. He wants us to operate in dunamis power. See, on the day of Pentecost, the sounds of tongues were, they gathered in the crowd. They were speaking in different languages. Let the fire of God rise up in you. Get a fire so that everything that's not like God will be destroyed. It will be the power of the Holy Ghost coming out of you that will cause things to change. Dunamis power is the supernatural power of God when miracles start happening. When you're talking and your teaching is effective and people are strengthening because you have allowed the power of God to lead you and guide you. We're talking about dunamis power coming forth out of your mouth. So now that you have written down the things that you want to happen, I want you to read them to yourself. Hallelujah. For God is all-knowing. He neither sleep nor slumber. And this line is about the manifestation of the will of God in your life. Kingdom Builders Development Institute, where we are blessed to be a blessing. Now that you have some things that you want to happen, we decree and declare that these things, and that you would be able to say, God did it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, where every knee shall bow and every single tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, that he's the King of Kings, and that the power of God, and that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can think or ask, because the power of God is working in you. And the enemy is defeat. And God have given you headship over all things. Take it and run with it. You're far above all principality. You're far above all powers. You're mighty, and you have dominion. And you have dominion because God gave it to you. Don't give it back. Don't give it up. Walk in your kingdom authority, because it is your quest. It is your inheritance. For the enemy comes to take your inheritance. Don't give it back. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. In whom have been redeemed through his blood, through the forgiveness of sin, and is according to the riches of his grace. It's your stuff. It's your oil. You've been predestinated. You've been adopted. You're part of the kingdom. We don't lose. Why? Because at the end of the book, it says, amen. Truly, truly, this is true. So when someone calls you on the phone, or when someone approaches you and they're talking about losing, I want you to begin to tell them that they are far above every principality. Tell them that they're far above that power. Tell them that they're mighty. Tell them that they have dominion. Tell them that his name is above every name. Tell them that the enemy is under their feet. Tell them that they have already won. Tell them that it's according to the power that's working within them. Don't get into agreement with anything that's beneath the word. Don't get into agreement with sympathy. Put fire on their feet. Put fire under their feet. The fire of the Holy Ghost. You tell them that they have an inheritance. Tell them about the promises of God. Tell them. Stay encouraged in God's promises. Stay encouraged. Tell them, grace be unto you. Tell them, peace be unto you. Tell them that they've been blessed with all spiritual blessings. Tell them. Tell them what they need to hear. Don't tell them what they want to hear. Tell them what they need to hear. Okay, they might get angry, but tell them what they need to hear so that they can work the work of him that sent them. I tell you, my brothers and my sisters, that God has allowed these things to happen in this earth realm so that we can become more foundational in his word. Amen. So that we can be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. 1 minute we in and 1 minute we out. 1 minute we rooted in the foundation and one minute we all over the place. No. God said be rooted, be steadfast, be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen, amen. And then I hear the Holy Spirit say shift. So when the Holy Spirit says shift, we're going to shift. And we're going to shift into what happens when the work of him that sent you is working in your life, and that the power of God is working in your life. You begin a love tank. I want you to see this love tank. See, sometimes we think that love wouldn't do this, but it's because of love that we discipline our children. Amen? And you ever heard your parents say, this going to hurt me more than it hurt you? And you thinking, no, there's no way possible. But love can be a confusing concept. You know, people say that they love everything from their family. They might say, I love this new toothpaste. You know, there are several type of love. And everyone express and receive love differently. You know, in a marriage, it's an incredible, important for a couple to learn how best their partner give and receive love. Everybody give love differently. Everybody receive love differently. Some people don't know how to receive love. But what makes your spouse feel the most loved? You know, there's five main categories of love languages, and I'm going to talk about that on next week. Discuss how your love language works and the key to improving your love language. And sometimes you have to say some things that may not seem like your love. It's love, but it's love. And you may want something more than another person wants, and it's for them. Love language. And it's all scripture-based. You know, love is as an attitude with an altitude and having the appropriate behavior and emotional needs being met. And it can go deeper. But I tell you this. Love has an emotional need. Love has a physical need. But we're going to tie it all in together, how we can love a person more than they love themselves by telling them what they need to hear. Don't be afraid that they're going to get angry. Don't be afraid. Why? Because you got some power working inside of you. You got the Holy Spirit working inside of you. And sometimes you may not say some things because you say, oh, they're going to get mad. Oh, I don't want them mad at me. Let them get mad. Let them get mad. Let them get mad. And allow the Spirit of God to move. So that's like you sow a seed, you plant a seed, and then somebody come and they water that seed. And then somebody bring the sun and the sunshine on it and it start growing, and then it needs the season of the fall, the leaves, the snow, and the seed is still being nurtured. And then God's coming and he give the increase. So that seed is out there in the winter coming, it's all cold. And you're like, oh, they out there cold. No, it's needed. So they can grow and they can become a tree and they can become steadfast and they can become always abounding in the work of the Lord. So don't worry about them being angry. Tell them what they need to hear, because it's your assignment to tell them. It's love. It's love. It's your love language. So be more concerned about their destination, their eternal life. And I'm going to share this, and then I'm going to close out. I have a member in our ministry that is literally on his deathbed. And so the hospital calls, and they say to prepare for his arrangements because he's not going to make it. And one of them is in total denial. And then another family member is fighting this good fight of faith. It's appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. To everything there's a season. So the Lord brought to me some of the things that he said to Elder and I. And he said, when I get ready to cross over, he said, I don't have a relationship with my children. He said, and they're going to come out of the woodworks to try to get what I have. And he said, I don't want them to have it. And he said, and I want you to remember this, Pastor. I don't want them to have it. And that's how he felt. Now, we're in this season right now. And here they come out of the woodworks to get his stuff. Now, what do you do in a situation like that? Those are his children, and we know his wishes, and we know what he put in writing. Do we honor what his will is, or should it be what God's will is? And I want you to ponder over your life. And I want you to think about the choices that you made to your parents, to your family, to your friends, even to a point where they wouldn't want you to have anything that they established during their life because of how you mistreated them. How you lived your life, your choices. So I'm going to give you the praise report. That's why we have to work the power of him that sent us. So we pondering with the situation. The Holy Spirit lead, guide, and direct. So I hear the Holy Spirit says, okay, he's semi-comatose, but he can hear you. Have the nurse put the phone to his ear. Talk to him. Minister to him. And say some things, and I'm going to have him respond. And I tell you, so we did just that. And even though he's comatose, and when we asked him to squeeze his hand, if he agreed, did not he do it? He did it. So the power of God is still working in him. So all is well. He's still here. Forgiveness has taken its course. And all minds and hearts are clear. And he's still here. So I'm saying all that to say, even until the point of death, as long as the Spirit of God is able to work inside of you, work the work of him that sent you. Do the work. Forgive others. Do what God tell you to do. If you see something that needs to be said, and pray about it, and if God says share it, and it's going to work together for the good of them that love the Lord, and the called according to his purpose, it's your assignment to say it, to do it. Don't worry about their faces. God will work it out. So I challenge you today to work the work of him that sent you. The power of the Holy Ghost. Allow the power to work in you. Clean up your house within and without. Don't let substance cause you to miss heaven. Don't let issues cause you to miss your assignment. Because one won't do, another one will. Amen. God is good. God is good and God is faithful. And God will do exactly what he said he'll do. So if you're willing and you're obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. And I am excited about it. So your love language, it may hurt in order to heal. It may feel uncomfortable in order for things to heal. Amen. So just say you have to have surgery to walk on that knee again. It's going to hurt for a minute. But eventually that knee will heal. And you'll be able to stand up. And you'll be able to do what you need to do. So in closing, I want to say to you that's on this line today, don't talk about it. Be about it. And when we reach that place of union with God through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we come into the inheritance of eternal blessings. And we enter upon the land of our possession. Health and our physical strength, it comes to us through the power of our internal life. And then the prayers is fulfilled that we shall be in good health and prosper as our soul prosper. Then with the kingdom of God and his righteousness within us, all things are added unto us. So God's external working always keep pace with the power that works within us. God is enthroned in a human soul. Listen, he's inside of you. And the world will find out. So we do not need to advertise our power. Jesus could have did it, but he hid it. He didn't go around saying, I have divine power. He didn't go around saying, I'm pure. He didn't go around bragging. He didn't talk about it. He was just about it. So let us receive him and let us recognize him in his indwelling glory. And let it be appropriate that we glorify him by allowing the power of God to work within us. Allow some things to happen. Amen. Allow some things to happen in your life. God is glorious, I'm telling you. And you have more power than you know. Don't get angry. Smile at the devil. Smile at him. Laugh. Dance. Do your dance. Amen. I wish you to see Elder. He's doing his dance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do your dance. Get your praise on. Because you have some power working inside of you, and it's the power of the living God. I want to thank everyone for calling in. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Those that sow into the ministry and those that want to sow, go to www.giveify.com. That's GiveLify.com. GiveLify.com. And look for Teresa, Pastor Teresa Docks, or Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters. You can just sow it in the many programs we have. You can become a monthly seed sower. You can give us a call at area code 313-583-9739, and you can sow. You can go to Kingdom Builders International at Gmail. You can sign up and get a monthly invoice and sow, and everything is tax deductible. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization where every single dime goes back into developing ministers, teachers, evangelists, prophets, pastors of the kingdom of God. Amen, amen, amen. We serve in the community. So again, we want to encourage you. And in closing, if you are in need of devotional pamphlets being mailed to your home, we can offer that to you, and you'll get it every single month, and there's no fee. But we want you to sign up, and we will be happy to put you on the mailing list. So you can go to our email address, and we will make sure you receive those packages. Amen, amen. So with that being said, God bless you. God bless you. Log in. Listen to our broadcast. We have a Monday through Friday broadcast every single day at 5 o'clock. We are on the line now. We have new broadcasts, and they'll be taking place this week. So we want to www.radio.com/KBDI, and you can log in and listen to our mini archives teaching, or you can call in to area code 646-668-2780, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Thank you for taking this flight with us, and we are about to land. We want to say God bless everyone. Have a blessed rest of the day, and know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can think or ask, according to the power that works within you. Amen. Allow your heart to say yes. God bless everyone. Have a terrific, awesome rest of your evening. God bless you. Be kind to others.
You are worth